Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Can you always trust what you see and what you hear? What actually shapes perception? These are some of the questions raised by Rashomon, a 1950 Japanese film that won the Academy Award for Foreign Language Film and has been called one of the most influential movies in history. A play was adapted for Broadway in 1959, and it ran for 6 months in New York City. And now it's coming to the stage in Nevada City. The Community Asian Theater of the Sierra is presenting Rashomon at the Nevada Theater. It opens tomorrow, April 23rd, and runs through May 16th. Jeannie Wood is the executive director of Community Asian Theater of the Sierra, also known as CATS. She's here today with Sunny Alforky, director of the Rashomon production, and two of its stars, actors Josh Lakian and Eileen Huang, who will be performing a short scene for us. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you all for taking the time. Well, Jeannie, I want to start with you. Tell us about CATS, about the Community Asian Theater of the Sierra. Oh, it has a long history.
Yes, we've been around for 32 years, and we promote Asian-focused stories primarily Nevada County, but we also have a following from the Sacramento region and even the Bay Area. So we do basically one major show a year and a lot of cultural events the rest of the year.
Why did you decide to present Rashomon now?
Well, we did it 26 years ago, and I was in it at that time, and it always was a play. The story intrigued me because it always asks a lot of questions and is very thought-provoking, and I like thought-provoking stories rather than, you know, that the answer is so obvious. The answers are not obvious. It makes people think, and I like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, Sunny, for people who might not be familiar with the story, you're directing the production in Nevada City. What is it about?
Well, essentially the story revolves around a crime having been committed in a forest that includes a murder as well as an assault on the victim's wife. And the crime is investigated and is brought to court, but all the witnesses provide contradicting versions of how they perceived the events of that day. And so this gives rise to what is now often referred to as the Rashomon effect, which means that, you know, people are very subjective in their perception of reality and the truth.
Is the production, the theater production in Nevada City, is it similar or to the film, or are there some other creative liberties taken?
Oh, well, the playwrights have deviated from the film in on certain levels, but pretty much the story is very, very faithful to the film, as the film is faithful to the short stories that originally inspired the film. So, but we do, even in our production, we've found ways to update it in a sense, because the movie depicts certain characters in certain ways. And what we've done is we've interpreted the characters to be more relevant to our times.
Mm. What drew you to directing this production today in Nevada City?
Well, first of all, it was because I was invited by CATS, but I have an affinity for Asian American theater. I've been doing Asian American theater for a number of years now, and in recognition of the fact that there is very little being done in the Sacramento area in terms of presenting Asian American stories, I gravitated towards CATS because it's actually probably the only existing Asian American theater company north of the Bay Area right now. So I feel a commitment to that cause, and when they invited me, I couldn't turn it down.
You know, Jeannie, some people might be surprised that, you know, it's in the Sierra foothills and has been going strong for decades.
A lot of people are very surprised. And when we started 32 years ago, well, actually, we're surprised, too. That was not our plan, and we didn't have that. We just say, hey, this sounds like it's fun. Let's just do it. And we did it, and people liked it, and they say, what are you going to do next? I said, okay, we have to come up with something. And so every year we keep coming up with something. It's like, I think we have something here. I think we are filling a need, a cultural enrichment need. And we tell the stories. A lot of times they're very historic as well. And then so we do student matinees whenever the story is relevant. And we go into the classrooms and we do Chinese New Year's events too. We honor the early Chinese railroad workers and pioneers during the Gold Rush. So we make it into a big thing.
Well, let's bring in two of the actors.
Yes.
Josh and Eileen, you're going to perform a piece for us. But before we get into it, what drew both of you to this production?
What drew me in was initially the impact of the story. The story itself is still very relevant today, unfortunately. And I don't think it'll never not be relevant, as everybody has their own agendas. Everybody has their own intrinsic and extrinsic values that drive them to say what they want to say during a certain moment or time. And it's just a very complex story from all angles of every single part of the story.
For me, it's very much that as well. Also, I've worked with cats before, so that was also part of the reason of knowing the work that they do and wanting to work with them again. But with Rashomon, it was also, I didn't quite take to the story until getting into the script about a week into the script. And it was very much trying to make myself like it and see what I can pull from it. And the more I read through it, the more that I find all these things underneath, all the subtext within the story and the certain parallels between each testimony and or discrepancies, and finding all that and trying to see behind it the perspective, the truth, or the intention behind what everyone is doing and what my character is doing. That's what really brought me more into what the story is all about.
And you two are going to perform a short scene for us. Tell us a little bit about your characters and the scene that we're going to be taking in.
So my character is Tajamaru the Bandit, like one of the main antagonists of the story. And he is currently trying to plead for the love of Kiname the wife.
I play the wife of the samurai, and my character in the story, it's... So for all the characters, I think there's very much social pressure, social standards that are kind of put upon each of these characters and everyone, that kind of first impression that you see. And it's like, you know, when you see someone like a bandit and the way maybe a bandit is dressed, right, the expectations that, or maybe not expecting something, right? You don't expect him to be well-mannered and then expected to be wild, maybe.
Yes. It's a very hierarchical society, and everybody has their place culturally implied. And the dynamics is one of the many layers that make this play really interesting.
Yeah, and the relationship between each.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started.
Please. I'm sorry. How many times can I say it? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can't you understand? Look, I, Tajamaru, known and feared throughout the country, I'm on my knees. I'm begging you, please come away with me.
Leave me alone.
What is it? That I'm a bandit? All right, I give it up. I promise, and I always keep a promise. Ask any beggar or thief, and they'll tell you Tajamaru always keeps a promise.
Go away.
Is it money? I've got piles of it, hidden away in places all over the forest. I'll show you things that'll make your mouth water. Silks, jade, ivories, jewels. There's one emerald as big as my fist. I can just see how it would look there in the hollow of your neck.
Don't touch me.
All right, then. That's what it has to be. I'll go to work. I'll get a cart and pull through streets. I'll make you happy if you'll be my woman.
How can you even suggest anything like that?
How? Because I want you so much. Let me kiss you again. Let me show you.
No, don't. Stop it. My kimono.
I'll get you a new one.
Look what you've done.
I'll get you 10 kimonos.
Only the second time I've worn it.
Hell, take your kimono. Yes, that's what I said. Hell, take it, and hell, take you.
I'll beat you. I'll kill you if you don't do what I say.
You wouldn't dare.
Would you? What you're asking is unreasonable. How can I do what you say?
Huh?
A wife's duty is to her husband.
Oh. All right, then I'll kill him.
No, don't.
It's the easiest way.
A lady isn't won by the easiest way. She only prizes a man who's ready to fight for her.
Fight? You mean duel? No, wait, no, don't. What are you doing? I don't want to play fancy games with a samurai.
Now it's up to the both of you.
Incredible. Oh my gosh. Wow. Amazing. And the opening night is tomorrow.
Yes.
We only have about a minute left. But Sunny, I want to end with you. What do you hope audiences and people take away?
Well, you know, I'm currently thinking that if Akira Kurosawa, who directed the film, were alive today, and if he were pitched the story, he might say, well, there's no need to. We see it every day in the news anyway. So why do a film about people having subjective interpretations of the facts, right? So I think, though, that doing the play actually helps us become more discerning and to think about how we perceive the reality, because it can be distorted, especially with AI these days. So we have to use our human instincts and our human knowledge and our diligence to find out what really is the truth.
Well, thank you all for joining us. What a treat.
Thank you. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Jeannie Wood is the executive director of CATS. That's a community Asian theater of the Sierra. And she's joined by director Sunny Alforky and actors Eileen Wong and Josh Lakian. Rashomon opens tomorrow, April 23rd at the Nevada Theater. That is in Nevada City. And it runs through May 16th. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio.